Hey, I'm Reverend Sheffield. I'm the co-host here today. I'm honored, man. This is the dream position, WGR 760 AM with Lloyd Jackson, indomitable and comparable voice of the early morning show from 6 to 9. It is my pleasure to introduce a young lady that has offered much to our organization, Chantel Watkins, who is the organizing director of Dabo Detroit. Welcome, Chantel Watkins.
Good morning, y'all. Good morning.
Wake up. That's not the voice I'm used to.
I'm as up as I'm going to be, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, just kind of give us an idea of all the things you've organized from actually organizing that community. You know, most recently we closed down an establishment that was taking stolen property from neighborhood homes. Just kind of give us a quick rundown.
Yes, so I've been blessed to be the organizing director at Dabo Detroit, and I have the pleasure of working with not only the McKenzie Noble community, but Dabo's wide, vast network. We really work to not only make sure that the people who are in Detroit and around Detroit are represented when it comes to all of our elected officials, but to also make sure that people feel safe in their neighborhoods. So most recently, there was a business that was on Grand River in Wyoming that was stealing people's hot water heaters and copper pipes out their houses and stuff. And we had a meeting where our police department came, our elected officials came, over 60 people from the neighborhood came, gave their testimonies, gave their proof, and we were able to permanently shut down that business because we really worked hard to do so. So it was great to have the neighborhood show up, but know that they could show up safely and that we could actually do something about it.
Rev, I want to ask you, because I know Dabo has been around since 1979, but the story really begins with your dad. And
yeah,
I'd just like to let people kind of know how that began.
Well, my dad was a firm believer in organization. So, you know, we have all these organizations in our community all professing to save us as the people, but we're still lost, as you would say. Mm-hmm. And so the difference between a pile of bricks and a cathedral is organization. So he put together this organization, met with many black organizations, and formed the Detroit Association of Black Organizations. We've had a great history. We opened and oversaw the funding for the first two school-based health clinics in Detroit Public Schools, created Metropolitan Detroit Anti-Crime Coalition. And we've just had just a broad scope of things that we've addressed. But, yeah, it all began by my dad.
And Chantel, you know, talk about some of the biggest concerns you're hearing from Detroit residents right now that, you know, Dabo is looking into dealing with.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is a lot of people feel siloed and that they can't get and connect to different services. So we meet those things. So whenever you call our office, shameless plug, 313-491-0003, people can get connected with services that help them keep their properties by helping them with their property taxes, keeping their lights on, having connections with people directly to our city council members or our mayor's office, finding out what they can do for home repairs. There are a lot of people who live in the city who have lived in the city for 50, 60 years, and they don't know where those services are. So Dabo is really the glue and the pieces that keep Detroiters not only in Detroit, but to go from just like surviving to thriving.
Yeah, so Chantel's created a plethora of new programs that, you know, I didn't dream of. One of which is very impactful and successful is the free store. I mean, that's an anathema, free store. Tell us all about that.
Yes, so the last Saturday of every month, so we just had it this past Saturday, we have a free store from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. where people literally get to shop. Each individual gets up to 10 items. We had everything. We had braiding hair, dog food, bikes, all types of stuff at this store, and it really brings dignity back in the community. So I saw a need because I would see all these people coming to like our breakfast at the wake up call or coming to the Bridge Center, but I would see them in like the same clothes and shoes. And I'm like, there's tons of people who are always asking me where they can donate new and gently used things. We literally created this store, and it brings dignity to folks because sometimes people are just giving you things, and these people get to shop.
All right, we got to wrap up. We got to take a break. We appreciate that. 313-491-0003. Be right back after this.
All right. Chantel Watkins, Organizing Director at Daybo. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to the CFO of Daybo. Also, Stephanie Worth with the March of Dimes coming up as well. And Gerald Smith. He is president of G.W. Smith & Associates. And Gerald, me and him go back a long way. I know he goes back a long way. Yeah. We do, Reverend.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we will have to sing that song with Change the Gender, Me and You, Girl.
Okay.
Go a long way back.
Oh, definitely, definitely. More JR Morning with the Reverend Horace Sheffield here on 760 WJR.